USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A suspect is dead and two police officers are wounded in San Diego. Police Chief David Nislett says the officers were responding to a disturbance and reported smoke at the apartment.
So they were worried about an active fire inside the apartment where the call was. And as soon as they opened the door, they were met with gunfire. And two officers were shot. One officer returned fire.
Both officers were reported in stable condition. It's not clear if the suspect was shot by officers or if he killed himself. President Donald Trump spoke about border security in an interview with former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee that aired Saturday on the Trinity Broadcasting Network.
We need safety at the border. We need the wall. The wall's going to happen. It's going to happen. We have to have the wall. If anything, it shows how much we need the wall. But it's the Democrats' fault, but it wouldn't be their fault for long if they sat down with us. We could make a deal so quickly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Kerry Kennedy has joined civil rights icon Dolores Huerta in a 24-day chain hunger strike to protest families being separated at the Mexico border. She tells ABC News.
I sent a text to my family and 41 Kennedys are fasting in solidarity with the people here. The way the fast works, you fast for 24 hours and then you pass the fast along to two other people.
More than 2,000 children under 18 are reportedly being held in facilities around the country. Outside the Port Isabel Detention Center in Texas. Immigration attorney Sarah Dale also says she's trying to help detainees navigate the system.
Most of the people we're speaking to are from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. They're all entering the country seeking asylum. They fled horrible conditions, persecution.
Dill says at Port Isabel, there are 1,200 detainees, and the 300 or so children are not being allowed in. And she says none of those she's spoken to over the last few weeks have been convicted of a crime. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
OPEC has agreed on a modest increase in oil production to avoid a supply shortage. More from USA's Wendy King.
Iran went into the meeting arguing it wasn't a question of supply and demand and blaming Trump administration trade decisions. But ultimately, Saudi Arabia persuaded its arch rival to go along with the production hike, although there was no clear indication of exactly how much more the OPEC producers would put out. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
At last report, the Pawnee fire in Northern California was 0% contained. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says at least 700 homes have been evacuated.
We're looking at steep slopes, we're looking at brush and grass, a little bit of timber, and then we have that interface, so it's the wild and urban interface where homes are actually built in these areas that are highly susceptible, and we're seeing right now the fire come through.
The blaze started Saturday afternoon and within hours spread over 1,000 acres of Lake County, burning at least a dozen structures. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is now out of the hospital after delivering daughter Neve.
We chose Neve because we just liked it. And when we met her, we thought she looked like she suited the name. Also, it means in various forms, it means bright and radiant.
The 37-year-old became New Zealand's youngest prime minister when she took office through a coalition deal last year after an inconclusive election. She now has become the first woman in the country's history to give birth while in office. For USA Radio.